Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, sagt der Seite, Perik, hey, Mishnah Aleph, Kishem, Shamayin, Beutkin, Oysa, just like the water, it's going to be Beutik, the Seite, if she's guilty, she's going to suffer a terrible fate. Kacha Mayin, Beutkin, Oysa, don't think that the person she was Chayte with gets away with it. He is also going to suffer the same fate. Now, we don't know where he is. He doesn't have to be standing there in Yerushalayim. But whatever's going to happen to her, like we learned earlier, is going to happen to him, wherever he is. You can't hide from the Rabbeinu Shalala. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ivo, Ivo. If you'd like, take out a Chumash Bamidbar, Kapitel Hey. You will see that three times the Pasuk says, Ivo Hamayim. One is in Pasuk Chof Beis. Ivo Hamayim Hamarim Ha'ela B'me'ayach. Another is in Pasuk Chav Dal. Rivoi va hamayim hama'arim limorim. And another is also in Pasuk Chav Dal. Rivoi va hamayim hama'arim limorim. The Torah says what's going to happen to her. V'tzav sabitna v'naf li'irech. Now the Gemara explains why we need three. Why there are three times that the Pasuk says Ivoi va hamayim. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands the water. They just geyser on the water to do what it has to do. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us know and promises us that the water is going to check. And the other is to tell us the Seder how it's going to exactly happen. First it's her stomach protruding, afterwards Tipul Yerecha, and so on. Each of the times that the Torah says the water will come in, there's a Vav there at the beginning. Uvo. That Vav of Uvo comes to teach us, says Rabbi Akiva, to just remember whatever's going to happen to her, there's someone else here. It's also going to happen to him. This is the Rebbe that commanded the water. This is the Rabban Hashem, let's call Yisrael, no, and the exact order of how it's going to take place, whatever happens to her is also going to happen to him. Vayter says the Mishnah, Kashem Shasur Labal, just like the Soita, that we were choshed to her about a certain man, she was warned not to be with that person, she was alone with him. Just like she's asked to her husband, until the water is going to prove her innocence, she's also asked to this person. Of course she's asked to this person. She's married. No, it means to say that even if her husband dies or he divorces her and she didn't drink the water, she can't marry this person. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nitma v'nitma'a. In other words, it doesn't say Nitma without a Vav. Rather, it says v'nitma'a. With a Vav, the extra Vav teaches us that the Saita is Aser, not only to the husband, but also to this person, that we are accusing her of not having a proper relationship with him. Divi Rabbi Akiva, Zialt Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva darshins the extra Vav. Rabbi Akiva is not the only one who darshins the extra Vav. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Kachoya darsh Zacharia ben Hakatzev. Zacharia ben Hakatzev also darshins the extra Vav. But Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says the Vav doesn't come for this drasha. Rather, how do we know, Taka, that she's also to this man? Rabbi also agrees that just like she's also to the husband, she's also to this man. Shaila is only where we learn it from. Rabbi says, not from the Vav. Rather, Shnei Pamim Hamurim B'Parsha says twice in the Parsha, Im Nitma, Nitma. And therefore, the Torah writes it twice. Echad, one is to Aser on the husband, Labal to the husband, Ve'echad Labayel, and one to this person that we are accusing her of having a shaychus with. So, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph, just says the bitter waters is Baidik the Saita, does the same for the man. If they are guilty, the man she was accused to be with will suffer the same fate. And that's learned from the Pasuk, Uvo, Uvo, from the extra Vav. Whatever the Torah tells us happens there is going to happen to him. And another halacha of the Mishnah was that just like she's asur to the husband, if he warns her not to be with someone, if she's alone with that person, she's asur to the husband until she drinks the water, and the water shows that she's taka, not guilty, just like she's asur to the husband, she's also asur to the person she's accused of being with. Which obviously means that even if the husband divorces her, or he passes away and she's an almana, she still can't marry him. As long as he's married, of course she's asked to him, she's an Eshes Ish. But even if she's no longer married to the husband, she's asked to that person. And that's learned from the Nitma V'Nitma, from the extra Vav, not only she yasa to the husband, but also to the boyel. Is he halt Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yeshua tells us that Zechariah ben Akatsiv also learns the pasuk that way. Rabbeinu HaKadosh agrees that she's taka usher to the boyel also, not just the baal. But he learns it not from the extra vav, but from the fact that the pasuk says, im nitma, not once, but twice.